Thank you for being here on Christmas Eve to worship Jesus. It's so good to have you. I have a message that I want to bring to you about giving. If we really think about Christmas, it has so much to do with giving, and a lot of times we think of it as our giving, and we do give at Christmas time. Hopefully, not only at Christmas time. But I wanted us to spend some time thinking about God and His gift, and just the reality of God as a giver. And so I just want to begin, I have all of these texts written down in my notes, and it'll save us time because I've got some kids in here who are ready to get home for Christmas. And I used to be one of them. Maybe I still am. And so I'm going to read them just out of my notes. And just try to stay with me because 80% of what I say tonight is just going to be verses. But I'll do a little preaching along the way. But if I preach very much, we'll be here a long time. So I'm going to try to just read the verses. Are we good, Reagan? Oh, you're counting. I thought you needed my attention. Okay, so I want to start just by saying this amazing truth, and don't let it run by you. God gives, or you could say God is a giver. And when Paul was talking to a bunch of people that didn't really know anything about the living God in Acts chapter 14, he said, Acts chapter 4, verse 14, he said this about God. Yet, he said, God has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. God gives. He gives rain. He gives food. And even when people ignore it, he just keeps on giving those things. He keeps giving rain. He keeps giving crops in their season. And it's not just that God gives, but if we read the scripture, we come to understand that God actually gives everything. So that was actually Peter in 4:14 and Acts 17:25. Paul's going to say it like this. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. So it's not just that God is a giver, but God is the giver of everything. James 1 says it like this, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadow. God is such a giver. And the more we dig into his giving nature, then we come to understand not only does he give, but he gives in a way that is so different than the way that we give, because God gives freely. Romans 8:32 says it like this, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously or freely give us all things? And this is what separates the giving of God apart, is the way that he does it freely, without strings attached, without expectations. He gives freely. He gives freely because it's his nature to give. Okay, now when we think about what does God give, the greatest gift, you know, that God has ever given is obviously Jesus. It was mentioned there in the Romans passage. He did not withhold his own son. We all can quote John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That God gives us Jesus, and that is absolutely his greatest gift. When even Jesus talked about himself as the gift of God. In John chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who has given you the true bread from heaven. And Jesus says of himself, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So God is God is a giver, and he gives everything. Everything comes from God. He gives everything. He gives freely. And of course, the greatest thing he has given us is Jesus. God gives, the Father gives the Son, and the Son gives himself. The Father gave the bread of heaven, and then as the bread of heaven, Jesus gives life to the world. Matthew 20:28 says it like this, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So God is giving the Son, and the Son is giving himself. And you know, how much does he give you? If you look at the life of Jesus, from the moment he left heaven to be born in a manger, his whole life was a life of giving. His whole life was a life of sacrifice and service. And he just kept giving, and he just kept giving, and he kept giving, you know, and all the way to the cross until he gave his whole life, his full life, and he died for us on the cross. And the amazing thing about the incredible heart of God is that as it was manifested in the person of Christ, even death could not stop Jesus from giving. Because what did he do? He rose from the grave so that he could keep on giving. I don't know if y'all are following me at all. You might already be eating your dinner. But that is awesome. He just kept giving and kept giving and kept giving until he was dead. And then he rises from the grave so that he can keep on giving. Are you following the kind of, he sees Jesus as the ultimate manifestation of the life of God, became this ultimate giver. He was showing us who the Father is. Man, it's just beautiful. And then he has all of these glorious gifts that he gives us. You know, after giving us Jesus, and Jesus goes up to heaven, then what does Jesus do? He pours out on us the Holy Spirit. And man, don't take that for granted, because everything that we need to be in this life and do in this life is rooted in the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit within us. But you read, just do a word search sometime on gift, and you see that the Holy Spirit is mentioned over and over and over. And I'm just going to read a bunch of those verses. In John 4:10, Jesus answered her and said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Living water is what we need. We don't need this kind of water that we are constantly thirsty and parched. We need living water. We need the well inside of us so that it's always bubbling up. And that's what Jesus gives to us. He gives us living water. And the whole living water is actually the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:4, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. The Holy Spirit is the gift of God, and he gives this gift to us. Acts 2:38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Spirit. Man, what a great gift that we have been given. And over, the Bible emphasizes that the Spirit is God's gift. Acts 8:20, Peter answered, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. This guy thought he could buy the Holy Spirit with enough money. And Peter says emphatically, no, the Holy Spirit is God's gift. Acts 10:45, the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. Hey, that baby's not bothering anybody. It's like if Jesus was here in the manger, he'd probably be crying. So just stay in here. and let her scream. And you guys concentrate. Okay, Acts 11:17. So God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so this we have this giving God who is such a giver, and he gives everything and he gives freely. And the amazing thing that he has given us is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ perfectly reflects the character of his Father as he comes to be the ultimate giver who gives and gives and gives, even on the other side of death. And then having ascended to the highest place, he fills us with the Holy Spirit. And what's happening here is this Holy Spirit is supposed to come into us so that we have the character and nature of God, this giving character of nature of God abiding in us. And so, and these are just the beginning of his gifts, and I'll just read a few more. He gives us salvation, Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not from yourself. It is a gift of God. He's given us salvation. He gives us redemption, Titus 2:14. Christ gave himself to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. We've been redeemed because Christ gives us redemption by giving us himself. He gives us victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. These are gifts that God has given that are already ours in Christ right now. We have salvation, we have redemption, we have victory. How many of you feel like you could use a little extra strength tonight? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. See, these are gifts. That and it's not that he just has given, but that's present tense. He gives strength right now. He's giving strength to you. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. He gives us wisdom. You need wisdom? I love Matthew 11:28. Come to me, Jesus is saying this. Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. These gifts are awesome. You want rest? You need rest? Are you weary? Come to Jesus. Receive rest. He's offering it to you tonight. Peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. God in Christ gives us peace. Now, we've meditated on the giving nature of God that has been manifested in the person of Christ and how graciously and generously and lavishly he's poured out all of these gifts upon us. And then, but if we keep reading, we come to a verse like Matthew 10:8. And here's what he says. It's so good. He says to you now, freely, you have received. Somebody say amen. Amen. They're not a one of those things that we worked for, that we earned. Freely you have received. So what is our response? Freely give. Luke 6:38 says this, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And then finally, Acts 20:35. I'm pretty sure one of the hardest verses to believe in the whole Bible says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's Christmas time. Some of you have given a lot already. Like, some of you have worked your fingers to the bone getting ready for your company, serving your family. Some of you have worked long and hard, extra hours, you know, to buy the right kind of gifts. And that's just Christmas. Some of you are in relationships that are so emotionally costly. And you just keep giving and giving and giving. And I'm trying to help us put these two things together. See, God gives freely, expecting nothing in return. Christ gave freely. He gave everything, even his own life. And even after giving his own life all the way to the point of death, he rose from the grave so that he could keep on giving. And some of you in this room tonight have given a lot. And if you're honest, you feel a lot like John McClane in the Nakamoto Tower. And you're feeling pretty unappreciated right now. Welcome to God's world. Welcome to Christ's world. Not only are we often ungrateful, we are oblivious to his good gifts. And not only are we ungrateful and oblivious, even when we know them, because I've just announced all of these wonderful gifts tonight, we just leave them laying on the ground. We don't take hold of the peace. We don't take hold of the victory. How would you feel if no one ever appreciated any of your greatest gifts? I bet everyone in the room would stop giving them. You know, this is not the character we, to the extent that we demand to be appreciated, to the extent that we demand to be thanked, to the extent that we expect anything in return for our gifts, we are not giving like God. We are giving like mere men. And we need to repent. We need to learn how to freely receive so that we can freely give. I am trying to save your life tonight. A lot of you are going to be so bitter after this week is over, because you didn't get back what you thought you should get back from the sacrifices and the giving that you've done this season. And I want to spare you from that. I want to save you from that. I want to tell you tonight, like God does himself, lay it all down. All the expectations, all your desire to get something in return, lay it all down. Join Jesus on the cross and freely give all the way to the point of death. How many of you have said, you know what? I think I've given them my last gift. They don't appreciate it. They're not even nice to me. How many of you have about had it with your spouse? They don't appreciate it. They're not even nice to me. You can live that way, but you're going to be discouraged, you're going to be depressed, and you're going to be angry, and you're going to be bitter, and your relationships are going to tank. God loves you so much, and he gives freely to you. Why? Because he wants you to be able to freely give. I'm telling you this, if you're disappointed and unappreciated tonight, if you're not receiving everything that you want and everything that you need, you're looking in the wrong place. The God of heaven wants to meet all of your needs. And he has, in the person of Christ, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you don't need anything that someone is going to give you back. We must learn, if we are going to be like Jesus, to freely receive. Church, you say, Dan, I just feel so unappreciated. I know, draw near to Jesus and let him love you. Let him love you. I'm not getting anything in return. Oh, man, you don't want anything in return from these people. Nothing they can give you is eternal. We want to learn to receive from Jesus. Here's what I'm saying. You haven't given too much yet. Not in any context. Now, there's wisdom when I don't keep giving my son something that'll harm him. I'm not talking about that. So don't use that as an excuse to ignore everything else I said. I'm talking about giving like Christ gives and the wisdom that Christ has. See, if don't think that you've given too much. Instead, what we need to learn to think is when it really is hard, when it really hurts, we need to say to ourselves, I'm just getting started. Got any givers in the room? There's one beautiful girl in the back raising her hand. Oh, there's nothing easy about this. See, when you feel like you can't give anymore, because if you turn into a giver, you're going to feel it. When you feel like you can't give anymore, draw near to the ultimate giver and let him fill you afresh with his love and his power and his life and give some more. As long as you and I keep looking to others to receive some kind of response that motivates our giving, hurt, resentment, bitterness are knocking at the door. So don't look for what you can get. Look for what you can give. Freely you have received. Freely give. Merry Christmas. We're going to light some candles and sing some worship songs to Jesus. So we got our men coming up to help us spread out the lights. And love you guys so much. I want to bless you in the name of the Lord. And now, may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace through our Lord Jesus Christ, both now and forevermore. Amen. You're dismissed.
We hope you've been inspired and blessed by the truths of God's word shared today. At Faith Bible Church, we believe that all Christians should actively participate in the local church. It is in the community of believers where we grow in faith, encourage one another, and serve God together. We invite you to visit and hopefully become a part of our Faith Bible Church family. You'll find a welcoming and nurturing environment to help you grow in your relationship with Christ. Our address, service times, and more information can be found on our website, brazosfaith.org. Thank you again for joining us in this meaningful journey through God's Word.